It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for clicking play. Speaking of play, what's your favorite board game? Is it a classic like Battleship or Mousetrap or Operation or maybe Twister? Or is it something more modern like Cards Against Humanity or Dungeons & Dragons? What's your game jam? Today, Nick and I talk about the games we play and even a game we're going to play together in the near future. It's a fun episode. We ain't playing. Enjoy.
I have a question for you.
Oh, I love questions.
Okay. So I found a board game.
Ooh.
Based on one of our conversations of what something that we might be good at in life, you and I.
Okay.
And so I want to come play it. I want Patty and Sarah to join us.
All right.
My question for you is this. I would like to just learn it so we're all at the same level all at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
We'll just set a date. We'll come over and we'll play this game.
Okay. Now, do we get to be on the same team or are we competing against each other?
I think it's competing against each other. That's a good question, okay. But maybe we can't do teams. But I think for the first one, we should all compete to see who would be the best person at this particular role.
But the basis of this game is something that we feel like that we would be pretty good at.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I'm down with that. Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Does that work? Because like what I don't want to have happen is I get the game, I open it up, I read the instructions. Like sometimes there's the person that is kind of walking everybody through it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be at a higher level because I've read the instructions once before.
Oh, that's, I don't think you would be.
Okay.
I don't think you would be.
Well, I'm not going to. Okay. I'm not even going to open it.
Okay. I like the purity.
I'm still
of this.
Not telling you what
He's
the game is.
He's going to show up with the game hermetically sealed.
Yep.
I'm going to have to break the wax seals to open this thing up to prove that
I've
nobody has looked at this. That's a riot.
Okay. I'm putting it in.
I'm down with that. I think that's a cool idea. I like it. Patty and I just played a new game last week that was interesting. Wait, I'm going to look for a second.
Okay.
Okay, I can't see the name of it. It was down here on the shelf. I was going to try to pick the name of it. The essence of the game was this. You lay
one
out...
One country puzzle, 1,000 pieces.
No,
that?
It's not that one.
Okay.
So it's got these cards, and each card has different designs on it and different colors. They're like red, blue, yellow, green. I think they're all primary colors except for the green. And then the question is whether you can organize the cards. First, there's a color arrow that goes next to the cards.
Okay.
Let's say it's red. Then you look at these three cards, and you have to determine which card has the highest proportion red. Which, and then the next one, and the next one. And you have to get the cards in the right order. Most red to least red. And then flip the cards over, it tells you what proportion each of the colors are. And you either get it right or you get it wrong. But the way they vary the designs, it really messes with your mind. So that you think this has very little red in it just because of the way they split it out around the white when it has, 50% red in it. And so it's kind of a throwaway game. It's not something that you would probably play every day, but it was very visually stimulating. And for me, that's,
interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm into.
I like that.
But what's the last board game you played?
I played a game called Wingspan, which is a very complicated bird based of game. And so you collect birds. The birds can have eggs. It's all point based. And then the birds have like superpowers, but not superpowers, just like regular. Like this one steals babies from others. And this one gets extra food because it's a great hunter and, that sort of thing.
Oh.
So it was really interesting.
It's like D&D with birds.
A little bit. Yeah. You're moving along a board and you're doing stuff and you're like, but there's a lot of, every time it's your turn, you have to like really keep on top of all the things you're supposed to do. Okay. So this one has a +2 for this. And this one lays an egg every time. And this one, it was a lot.
I'm a baby when it comes to too many rules or too much stuff. We have a game now, what is the name of it? There's trains across the country. You have to connect train railroads across the country.
Okay.
Oh, what is the name of it? It's the Great Train Ride. It's the
Train Baron.
I'll come up with the name of it afterwards. But it's fascinating because you get certain routes that you have to try to complete, and you get extra points if you complete the route. But it's really just about getting the right color trains from the cards and then trading them in for little train cars to put on the board to cross, and you can screw your partner by, blocking their path when they're trying to go someplace. And so it has fun little things like that. I like games like that with Patty, who is ruthless. This is a beast of a game player.
Cool.
Oh, that's, I mean, I don't know. Are you, how violent are you in games that you play?
I don't think I'm violent at all because I always just assume that I'm going to win because I'm generally the smartest person at the table.
But that's how she wins. She's violent. And when I say that, she's like, we play chess. She will mow down. She's not trying to preserve her pieces. She's trying to take mine. And she'll sacrifice her pieces to make sure that she gets mine.
Yeah.
And so I have to be aware of it. Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. The chess is the one that we kind of go back and forth on. I think I'm a little bit better of a chess player, but we have a game called Inside Moves, which is kind of like checkers on steroids. It's two battling teams, and you either get two pieces in the goal across the board, or you eliminate all but two players all but one player of your opponent's players. And that game, she beats me more than I beat her. And I believe it's because of her aggressive play. And I know it's coming. Thing is this, if I were like a basketball coach, I'd be the worst basketball coach in the world.
You make no adjustments.
They are playing the same game and beating
me. He keeps shooting from that one place. I don't know what we should do.
It's exactly that. It's that. But here's the thing. When you're in love with somebody and you play games with them, even when they're ruthless about it, you still kind of celebrate when they win too. You get a little something good out of it too, because you get to see someone you love, you know, feel good about it. But I won't give it to her. I will not hand her a victory. She's got to earn it. Because what's the good feeling about that if you just hand it to her? Although she'll ask every once in a while, are you not playing at the top of your ability right now? Which is punch in the face, by the way. When you are playing at the top of your ability, you're like, what are you saying to me?
I thought I was.
You shut up and play.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. We haven't had a chance to schedule the board game night yet, but I am looking forward to it. And I am looking forward to seeing how violent Patty truly is. We've heard so many stories about how loving and wonderful and giving and honest and awesome she is. So I'm looking forward to meeting her dark side. I'll let you know how it goes if I survive. Have a great day.